And we are ramping it up now for Black Friday. Have you got your Black Friday sorted? We've talked about it so much. Or are you still on the fence? Are you still on the cusp? Who's on the cusp of Black Friday? Let me know if you're still thinking, oh, I'm not going to do anything yet. 100% definitely do something. Or if you're not, if you're going to let Black Friday pass you by, start to think about Boxing Day. Oh no. You can replicate everything that we've done and all the things we've talked about over the last few briefings, and you can pop them across and apply it all to Boxing Day. So it's up to you, Black Friday, Boxing Day, and then we've got Twixmas, January. These 3 months are golden, aren't they, for Fit Pros? Anyway, I'm going to wait. You can let me know that there. Laura, good morning. Good morning, everyone. Let's wait. Just takes a little bit longer on when everybody comes to YouTube. But here we go. Fitness with Jules here. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. So yesterday, we did the candlelight last night. It was so nice. And again, loads of people jumped into the candlelight. All my online studio people, people that bought the workshop. It was. I really think if you don't do a live one, I'm still in summer mode. I know what you mean. If you don't do a live one, do one on Zoom. Amanda, it was lovely last night, wasn't it? And I think you think it needs to be an in-person experience, but honestly, it really doesn't. You can replicate, which I did last night, a lovely session. The music from Pure Energy, this music I just think is so gorgeous. Let me show you. So on there's their Intentions mix over on Pure Energy, or I used last night, let me show you, and then you can let me go to the app, Mindbody. And I just, again, so there's the Intentions. These are just if you've got the app. So you've also got the script there as well, and you've got Hannah's lovely voice. Morning, Dawn. What are you doing for Black Friday? But if you don't have the app, you can buy from the website. Let me find it. These beautiful mixers, and these are called, there they are, they're called the Sound Bath. And I used last night the Bathed in Sound one, because you get the gongs. So when everyone's lying down and doing your breath work, you can feel the gongs and the singing bowls, and you just get this like vibration. Did you notice that last night? I did it on Zoom last year and it was great. I wish that P music was. Yeah, you can definitely get the sound baths, Amanda, if you go to the Pure Energy website, because I checked last night. So you can get both of those that I used. Oh my gosh, Menefit, tell me more about it, Dawn. I want to know. And I've got some exciting new Menefit info coming soon. So these are available from the pureenergygo.com website, so check them out. So I used Bathed in Sound, Chakra Healing is awesome. And also the one I really love is this one. You can't get the one with Hannah talking, no. That's lovely as well, the Surya Soul. I don't know how you say it, Surya Soul. That's really lovely. Good morning, good morning. So really nice. Get your twinkly lights. I got all the. And somebody messaged me last night and said, do you like candles? I just use the little electric tea lights that you can get from Amazon. So yeah, 100% do it. It was really chilled. And I think even if you do it on Zoom, you still get a lovely. I mean, everyone was falling asleep last night, weren't they? You still get a lovely vibe. Okay, so yeah, half a day in a local studio, chat, nice, relaxed with amazing food. Oh, Dawn, well done. How much are you charging? Are you doing it as a promotion, an intro? Let us know how you're doing it. And also pop it in the group and I'll share it across my socials as well. And I would imagine that you are putting it on LinkedIn, because I know you are prolific on LinkedIn, Dawn. So I would imagine that you are. Yeah, definitely recommend it, because it's something different to do as well. Totally. Totally. Okay, today we're talking about your whatever you're promoting. Have you got some pictures of you of you on your promotions? So today I'm going to recommend. Good morning, Mel Bridger. I'm going to recommend that you do some new headshots for your Black Friday offers if you've not done your graphics already. It is raining here, so it's not going to be a joyful one to go out and about. But maybe do a little photo shoot of yourself. Try the different angles, and try different looks and feels to your headshots. So obviously, if you can be in light, so I've got my box lights here, so I look really, really lit up. I look golden. I don't look like that without the light. Of course, if you are, if you've got your tripod, and I know you all know how to do this, but it's a good recommendation, just work the angles a little bit. So if your phone is slightly higher, and change the angle. So if you're looking up, that's going to give you a really nice profile. But also, if you've got your tripod here and you look down, again, just a different angle with your body can look really nice as well. What's not always so pleasing is just sort of standing in front of the camera. It's about changing some shapes. So think about making shapes with your body and just try anything. So it might be this. Let me give you some of my favorite poses. You've got to do it which works well for your body shape and what you feel comfortable. But usually with a picture, to try and make some angles, even if you're not really going to stand like that. But maybe think about different positions or move yourself into different sort of stretch positions. And I know these are cheesy, but they do, you know, this type of thing, they look really good. So it might be this. And again, it's not really an exercise, but think of the shape of the body. So you want to create different angles with your joints and your elbows. Of course, always my favorite for the pictures are the pointy pictures. So again, if you're pointing up to that corner, up to that corner, down to that corner, down to that corner, and then when you take that picture, that vision, that graphic, and put it over on Canva, that gives you a nice space that you can put. So it could be Black Friday offer, Black Friday offer, yes, Black Friday offer. These work really well. So I always do stretches are nice to do and hold. So you could do your stretch and you could do a pointy picture as well. If you're doing thumbnails, and yesterday I did a whole talk about thumbnails, take a ton of pictures where you're sort of looking quite close to the camera. So you're there, so you're there, you're there, you're there, you're there. And I know these are cheesy and you're really exaggerating the pictures. But again, I promise you, if you did an Instagram reel and you just had some text and you sort of in the background, the reel would perform better if you can see your face, if you can see your eyes. So if you're sort of, your eyes are wide, you're pointing, you're opening, you're this, or if you, you know, do a muscular pose, they work really well. You know, pump up your arms a little bit, they work really well. If that's you, but be quite close to your face so people can see the whites of your eyes and they can see your smile, and then have your text underneath, that reel will post so much better. Another way you can do it is you can set up your tripod, and you can just move, keep moving from one side to the other side and doing different positions, but in a video format, but do it quite slowly. And then when you get your phone, play the video back and you can just pause it on the different positions that you like and that you feel good. And then you can take a screenshot. So that's a great way of doing it. Also, outdoor pictures, even if it is raining, outdoor pictures when you're out and about walking, if you've got your bubble hats on and your scarves. So you, again, it's a real contrast from when you've got your kit on, your fitness kit. You know, you could have and do B-roll like that. You know, yesterday I talked about the B-roll. So you might be walking the dog. Jenny was on earlier when I was doing the workout and she said, I'm just walking the dog. You know, if you're walking the dog, nobody's about, take your camera and you can just film yourself walking. Or if you've got a selfie sticks are brilliant. They're still really relevant because you can hold your selfie stick. You can have your camera in the front and you can just be walking and not even looking at the camera. And that can be great B-roll as well. As I said yesterday, you really need to be jumping out of the newsfeed. So it's got to be something that is going to stop the scroll. And another trick I've got for you today is the carousel posts on Instagram are performing really well. But a carousel post, you can mix it up. So you could do, let's say you take five stills and you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You take those five stills and you can see you sort of cut off from your thighs. So you could have a carousel post where you where people are swiping through, and it could go, swipe for my, so your first still would be swipe for my Black Friday offers, swipe. And then the second picture you would overlay text that would say, annual membership to Studio Live, this, swipe. Next one would be over here, whatever, candlelight class here, next one here. And then at the end, have a call to action with the still. Or you could do a video at the end, just take a 15-second video that said, hope you enjoyed the Black Friday offers. If you're interested, leave a comment below. So you've got a mix of stills and videos on your carousel. They perform really well. I did that last night for the for promotion for the candle line. It performed well. Because every time somebody who follows you opens up their Instagram, if you've got a carousel post, Instagram will keep showing you the next slide and the next video until you comment or you take action. So it's whereas you just post one picture, that's it, it goes. But if you post a carousel, a couple of different carousels and a video, you're more likely, Instagram will keep showing your post to your followers. So it's a really good hack of getting your details out into the newsfeed. Now, if like Dawn, actually put in the comments anybody that what you're promoting, and I can give you some ideas here. So Dawn's doing her MenoFit launch, so she might take a picture of her, just, you know, a nice headshot, and at the top on the text, it she would put MenoFit launch, swipe for details, swipe across, venue, time, next one, swipe across might be some more details about it, and then the fourth one might be make sure that you sign up, and you write a nice caption. So you've actually got, maybe you've got four slides, four tiles that can be done in a carousel. You could also take those four pictures, you could use them as individual posts, you could put those four graphics and make them part of your blog, and I would 100% say take it and put it on your blog, which you can then share your blog. If you were posting on LinkedIn, you could have those four graphics, and then you've got the text. So thinking of a carousel and then breaking it up. Let me get my pen. So let's say you're promoting your Black Friday, or you've got a course, and you've taken four stills. They can be completely different as well. They can be different headshots, they can be different colours, it could be an outside one, an inside one, or they could all be uniform. So you've got your four, you put your text there, you've crafted, oh, these pens are rubbish, you've crafted your captions here, and you've got your call to action, and your call to action might be leave a comment or send me a message for more details or buy your ticket here, whatever the caption is. So that becomes a carousel. You put that on Instagram. You take the four pictures and you put them over on LinkedIn with all your details. You also then go to your blog, you open your blog, and you put the pictures there on your blog, and then the captions there, and you call to action. So it might take you a little bit of extra time to create those four slides, but they're going to perform really well, and you can multi-purpose them. And don't be afraid to mix still graphics with video. So you could have swipe, 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 video, where at the end you say, oh, don't forget to book on to my special MenoFit launch. Does that help? There's so many ways that you can be creative with what you're doing. When you have made your digital assets, your videos, your pictures, think of the different ways that you can deploy it. Each one of those as well could be on your stories with tags, and also with a click through to your Black Friday offer or your special launch. You could use them on Facebook stories, Instagram stories. You could put them, you could make them into a reel. You could stick them all together and add a trending sound to them. So again, think of the fastest way that you can take your video or take your picture. You can add text. As I say yesterday, I use Typorama. Let me write it down for you. Or you can make them in Instagram stories, to be honest. Let me show you. Let me just write Typorama down. T-Y, this is what it looks like. I know, where were you? Was it a struggle to get in? Let me know. Typorama. I wish I could spell Rama. And I just like this one because, say if I'm doing a carousel. Let me show you. What have you been up to, Susan? I like this Let me show you which one I like. So you've got all nice different fonts. Because the only thing with making like your carousels in an Instagram story, they all kind of look the same. So you've got all kinds of different fonts here. Let me go to, this is my favourite one. I like a square, a plain background. It can be free, but I pay for it because I use it every day. Where's the one I like? This is the one I like. So you've got a nice square. I can change the colour. So I can then add my background to it. So let me show you. Let me just cancel that. So let's say it's going to be an Instagram post. So there. Okay, so it'll pick the canvas. Oh, you're welcome. It's sleeping. let me show you. And it's just about being creative and just jumping out the newsfeed. There it is, one last smile. So there we go. That's the template. And then I just go to background, choose from my photos. So look, there's all different photos that I've taken, all different headshots. Let's pick one. Oh, let's pick one of me and Mel. There we go. So I can pick a headshot. There's me and Mel, look. So look, that would be really eye-catching. That would jump out the newsfeed. Look, two faces together, smiley. I can then add, I can make that nice. I can put my text in, and then all I need to do is okay and share. And you've got, that would be great. So I could maybe do, okay, so I'll give you an example. So Fitness Pilates Summit last weekend, I've got tons and tons of happy smiley faces like this. Oh, I know. And I could do, look at these happy people who came to the summit, slide, next person, slide, next person, slide, next person. Don't miss this happy positive convention next year. And that would be, you know, it's not directly advertising the summit, but the pictures are real, they're authentic, they're fun, they're engaging, they make you smile. I'm just smiling at those pictures. So be creative, you know, if you were going to class tonight, and I'm sure there's some people that would love to have a picture with you, have a picture with you, some of you people. You know, they are the most powerful, marketing shots that you can possibly do, and you could turn those into a carousel. So does that give you a few ideas? Hope it does. Think of different outfits that we've said, outdoors, indoors. If you go out to Asda today, get your Santa hats, get your tinsel. We're doing a photo shoot today. We're going to do all the different exercises with tinsel. I'll do this every year. And then start using those on reels. Be the first one to put your Christmas sort of stuff on and push it. Carousels, I think, are really big at the moment. Yesterday, I talked about reels. So that gives you a ton of ideas to really promote whatever you're doing. Does that help? I hope it does. Let me know in the comments. And if you didn't manage to comment, let me know. Are you struggling to click through and find where to comment? I would love to know. And let me have a look on Facebook. Is there anybody over there? Oh, no, we're good. We're golden. Michelle's over there. Michelle, you're over there. Oh. So today's class, we've got 5 o'clock. The Zoom link is on the supporters members area, and I'm doing a new hip, thigh and glute workout. Loads of ideas with activation band and smaller bands tonight. So come and join that because it's free for you as a supporter. All right, gang. Hope you enjoyed that. Hope that's given you some ideas. And I'll see you tomorrow. Have a lovely day. Big kiss from me. Canva created. Absolutely. Be creative.